Tennessee assistant basketball coach, associate head coach Mike Schwartz. Mike, it's great to have you back on the show. First of all, hope everything has gone well for you and your family over the last few weeks and months.
Yeah, same to you guys. Same to you, Josh and Heather. Hope you guys have been safe and healthy over the last few months, and it's great to be talking to you guys again.
Well, and I know it was great news yesterday for Eve Pons to announce that he's coming back for his senior season. If you can kind of just go into what he can do to impact your team, how that affects what you guys are able to do on the floor with Eve coming back after a really good junior season.
Yeah, I think no different than last year. It starts on the defensive end, but he's a lot more than just a defensive player. I mean, his defensive versatility and athleticism allows us to do so many things on that side of the ball because of his ability to guard one through the five and do so many different things. But really, if you look at what he did last year from an offensive standpoint, it was a breakout year. And we really feel like that was maybe just the beginning for him, that he's got a lot of areas that he can continue to improve, a lot of areas that he will be even more effective on the offensive side of the ball this year. Through his first 2 years, he had not played in the post at all. Last year he did, and he became a real go-to player for us down there, getting the ball down there along with obviously John. And he shot the ball well from the perimeter, but he would be the first to say, if he was on this call right now, that he wants to continue to improve his ball handling, his ability to drive the ball, his ability to create his own shot. And he knows he needs to be even a more consistent three-point shooter, and he's worked really diligently this offseason in all those areas.
Coach Schwartz, I'm wondering, this process was so unorthodox that Eve had to go through. Did that create hesitation for him making his decision and trying to process just whatever information he had available?
Yeah, Heather, I think that's a great point. And I think all players across the country went through that, honestly. I think this is such a different process. The timing was so unorthodox. The uncertainty of the professional league, the NBA, the uncertainty of what college athletics holds moving forward. I think all those things make it very difficult. And in normal circumstances, an underclassman that enters the draft in April, I believe the deadline to enter was something like April 9th, and wants to test the water, so to speak, they really have 5 or 6 weeks to go through that process. They have the combine, they have workouts. There's a lot crammed into a 5 or 6 week period. This was totally different. This was looking at the beginning of April all the way through the beginning of August. So it made it extremely difficult. And truth be known about it, I'm not sure there's still a lot of answers. I still think the NBA still has a lot up in the air exactly what next season looks like. As we all know on this call, that we know college athletics is still trying to maneuver and navigate everything going on. So, yeah, I think that's a great point. And I really believe that's why so many people took it down to the end. And that's the only reason it went so deep for Eve. And I think a lot of the great players across the country, because they're trying to figure it out. And you feel for them because this is not a normal offseason making that decision.
We're talking to Tennessee assistant basketball coach Mike Schwartz. You guys have been going through summer workouts. Have those been different? What do you think you've been able to accomplish so far with new guys on campus, guys coming back, of course, with the workouts you've been able to do so far?
Well, first off, we're very thankful that we have been able to work out and get back at it and be in the gym. And it absolutely has been different. I would tell you that until this week, there's been zero competitive play until this week. So that's all you have to know when you really think about it. Our guys have been here since June 15th. They have to go through a 2-day medical screening period. June 17th for the first 4 weeks from the 17th really through July 20th, everything was under medical protocol, as it still is, but from a standpoint of it was all voluntary. They were assigned a basket, a time slot, multiple times throughout the day where they could come in and shoot. We're very fortunate with our strength and conditioning sports performance coach, Garrett Maidenwald. They were able to work out voluntary, but he could be a little bit closer to them. But from a coaching standpoint, we really weren't allowed to be with the guys until July 20th. But again, we are very thankful that our guys were here. They were able to stay in somewhat physical shape. I think our new guys haven't been dealt the normal hand that most incoming guys would. They would normally arrive on campus June 1st. So this is now Keon Johnson, Corey Walker, EJ Anasicki, and Jaden Springer. And those four guys would have stepped on a campus June 1st, and within a week, they would have been working with coaches. We may have had full team practices. So they would have come up to speed a lot quicker, both physically and mentally and understanding. So, yeah, it's been different, and it's been a little bit of a challenge. But the flip side of that is is that there's a lot of schools that haven't had this opportunity. There's some schools that their players aren't even back yet. So we're very appreciative of the time we've had. I think our guys, because of the culture that Coach Barnes has set here, with the understanding of being in the gym and working and trying to continue to develop your game, whether we were with them or not until July 20th, they did a great job, and give our guys a lot of credit for that. And, you know, they understand how important everything we're going through right now is off the court, and they've done their best to maximize it.
There's nothing like rising expectations when you can't actually get after it on the practice court, right? Like, you feel the expectations and the buzz around the program going up, and you're like, we're not even working out here, guys.
No, you know what? We were talking about that yesterday, and obviously there was a lot of excitement with Eve's announcement, and, you know, expectations are part of it. But the flip side is you'll always want to be a part of a program. You'll always want to be around high expectations. That's what we all want as people, as a program, as coaches, as players. So that's a good thing. But absolutely, you know, I was talking to John Fulkerson late last night. He called. He was watching the Lakers and the Utah Jazz play, and Utah was sitting in a 2-3 zone, which is, you know, pretty rare for the NBA. And we're working on our 2-3 zone, our zone defense in practice yesterday. And he calls at about 10:30 last night and wants to talk about what he's seeing. So, and he says, man, I just can't wait to get back and play. I can't wait till we can just play pickup. Our guys haven't played pickup yet. And you know what? But it's like this across the country. And again, some have been able to maybe move a little further, and some aren't even back on campus yet. But from the expectation standpoint and not being able to compete, yeah, that definitely has been different, Heather, because that's something we would have been doing for 8 weeks at this point. We would be in our last week of summer workouts, and venture to say we would have competed or played pickup all 8 of the weeks in a normal summer.
Yeah, man, a normal summer it has not been. We're talking to Tennessee assistant basketball coach Mike Schwartz, and we talked at the beginning of the conversation about Eve Pond's individual impact. But as a team, what do you think you guys can be defensively as an entire unit?
Well, hopefully we can continue to be a really strong defensive team. I mean, I think over the last 3 years we've been up there, and we had times where we've been one of the strongest, not the strongest defensive team in this league, and we want to continue that, and we want to take it to another level, honestly. And the year that really we go back to is the 17-18 season, where we really felt like we were the best defensive team in the SEC, and we want to be back to that. And one of the things that came with that season was our relentless ball pressure and our ability to do that. But in order to do that, it doesn't just take guards that could pressure the ball. It takes multiple guards that could pressure the ball. It takes depth. And I think when we look at this team from that standpoint, that specific question defensively, I think what we have is two key areas. We have depth and we have speed and athleticism. And those two things combined will allow us to do that. Now, with Eve, how he pertains specifically to it is the versatility piece. And we think not just Eve, but when you look at other players on the team, the ability to switch screens. John and I were talking about this last night. You know, last year we had got really into a lot of switching defense and our ability to do that. But John knows he has a long way to go to be the player he wants to be on that side of the ball, where he can switch out, whether it's late clock or whether it's particular schemes, that John Fulkerson can switch and guard a guard for the end of a possession or maybe in sporadic times throughout the game. So we have a long way to go, and we haven't been able to be physical or compete the way we want to, but the depth and the speed and athleticism of the guys that will allow us to pressure the ball, of the guys that will allow us to play 94 feet, of the guys that will allow us to disrupt the other team's offense, which is our most important thing we want to try and do and accomplish, I think we have those pieces in place, and Eve's a huge piece of it, probably the centerpiece.
Somebody that's been on the peripheral this summer and who you've heard little comments, very positive comments about, but Vol fans really don't know a lot about, is Victor Bailey and what he's going to bring to this team and bring to the table. What are Vol fans going to be most surprised about his game whenever they see him in action?
Well, what we were just talking about, his speed and athleticism on both sides of the ball. He is one of the guys that, as much as any, right there with Eve, right there with the incoming freshmen, Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer, his ability just to be a physical, fast guard that can guard the basketball, but can also drive the basketball, create his own shot. He's a very aggressive-minded player. And, you know, we know how important that is. I mean, he's got that mentality that we want to be, you know, what we like to say, the head of the snake, tip of the spear of the defense, whether you're pressuring the ball full court or whether it's someone driving downhill and playing attacking the rim. And he's a really good shooter. And we all know the comment that Josiah James made a couple few weeks ago, says maybe one of the best hidden secrets in college basketball. But we love VJ. You know, that's what we call him. We love Victor Bailey because he works so hard. He's really an intense player. He brings it on both sides of the basketball. And he did something that was difficult last year. Sitting out is not easy. And he did a really great job helping our team be better. But he worked and he worked. And that's one thing that he fits in with this group. He's got a great work ethic. So everybody's really excited about him. He brings it every day right now. He's had a heck of an off season and summer. But his speed and athleticism and playing on both sides of the ball is something that he'll definitely bring to this team.
Yeah, and Mike, last thing, we'll get you out of here. Kind of continuing with that, with Victor now being eligible this year after sitting out as a transfer, you have Josiah and Santiago coming back, and then the newcomers in the backcourt you mentioned with Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer. What will that competition be like? How does that make you better to have the talent coming in with the guys coming back?
I think great competition always makes teams better, and that's something that Coach Barnes, all the way back to when I played for him 20-plus years ago, it was about that. So the bottom line is that that's going to make us better. It's going to make each guy better. It's going to make our team chemistry better. It's going to make our overall unit better. But in the end, when we take a step back and look at this team, we're going to realize that hopefully the areas of depth, experience, and that speed and athleticism that we've been talking about are three of the key areas that this ball club has, and we're going to do everything we can to maximize that and to turn that into a real positive. And so, but what we do know is practice is going to be fierce, practice is going to be competitive, and but that's what it has to be. And that's always been, you know, the MO of Coach Barnes' teams, and we know practice will be like that this year. And I tell you what, when you even think about the fact that they haven't had a chance to compete all summer, it's even going to go to a different level because they're all going to be very, very hungry for that once, you know, all that gets cleared and we're back in August and preseason.
Yeah, I know you guys are eager to get to that point, right?
Yeah, no, that would be an understatement. And you know what? I would say this. I think the whole country is. I think Ball Nation is. I think football, basketball, baseball, you name it, women's basketball, it doesn't matter. I think the whole country is ready and excited for that. And it's been great to see what's been kind of put back in front of us with the NBA and Major League Baseball and some of the soccer leagues around the world. And I think all that is exciting, and I think we just want to keep this moving forward and do it with all the health and safety in mind.
Yep, totally agree. Mike, it's great to have you on the show. As always, we appreciate you taking some time. All the best moving forward, and look forward to talking to you again as we get closer to the season.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys. Stay safe.